I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finally this hour, we are crossing over to our friends at the BBC to take a look at some of the stories making international headlines. And tonight we're speaking to Rich Preston. Rich, good to have you on.
Good evening, Emil. Good to be with you again.
Let's start in the UK. A hearing taking place this week whether Britain could be deemed to be breaking international law by sending arms to Israel. Talk us through this.
Yes, it's an interesting case. It's been brought by a Palestinian human rights organisation, Al-Haq, and a group called the Global Legal Action Network. It's taking place at the Royal Courts of Justice, one of the UK's highest courts, and it's a case against the government's Department for Business and Trade, which is the department ultimately striking these deals, selling arms supplies to Israel. And it's very simple. The groups say that Israel is breaking international law and that Britain is complicit in that if it sends them weapons and weapons technology. Al-Haq says the UK has a legal and moral obligation not to grant licenses for the sale of these weapons to regimes that commit atrocities. Israel, of course, says it's defending itself and it's fighting a terrorist organization. The British government says it is supporting its ally in doing that. Now, this is not the first case of its kind. Back in February, a court in the Netherlands ordered the government there to stop selling fighter jet parts to Israel because of concerns over violations of international humanitarian law. Italy and Spain have done similar things. And actually, this is not the first time this case has been held in Britain. It was thrown out of the High Court a few months ago. But that was on something of a technicality. That was because the court said that the guidelines were that there needed to be a clear risk with a weapon being sold, a clear risk that it was going to be used to break international humanitarian law. And it argued that they'd not been able to present a strong enough case. So the two groups, Al-Haq and GLAN, have appealed, which is why it's in the Royal Courts of Justice this week. Now, the question is, what happens depending on what way the court goes? Now, if the court throws this out again, then Al-Haq and GLAN could appeal once more, but the message is starting to sound loud and clear that they're going to struggle to get this through the courts and get the resolution they want. Do they need to change their approach? If, however, they've refreshed their argument, they present a strong case and the court sides with them, it will be ruling that the British government is contributing to breaches of international humanitarian law, and it could theoretically order a suspension of these military contracts, which would put the British government in a sticky position when it comes to its public support for its ally Israel.
Indeed, that will be fascinating to watch, actually. We'll check in on that later in the week. Now, let's talk about two superpowers meeting later this week. Antony Blinken, the US Secretary of State, going to China. What are you watching out for there?
Yeah, he's off to Shanghai and Beijing. It's his second time there as Secretary of State. The first was after that Chinese spy balloon floating over US military sites. Yeah, that was delicate time then, and it's a delicate time now, as it always is when it comes to US-China relations. These two huge economies, they depend on each other for trade, but they lock horns over politics. And this comes after the G7 foreign ministers met last week, during which Mr. Blinken warned that America was going to take action against China unless it stopped sending weapons technology to Russia. Now, the US says that 90% of the chips Russia imported last year came from China, and that these were used in missiles, tanks, planes, not to mention other consumables like body armor, first aid supplies, all these kinds of things. Now, Russia, as it suffers on the battlefield in its war in Ukraine, has been frozen out by most countries. So it really depends on the likes of China to replenish its supplies so it can continue its war. Now, we are expecting, though it's not been confirmed by US officials, that America might start sanctioning Chinese financial institutions. That's already something the European Union has done. America has held off, but it looks like this week Mr. Blinken will be saying, this is the action we are taking against China unless you stop selling these components to Russia and destabilizing Europe.
Speaking of China, the Beijing, although switching topic rather dramatically, the Beijing Auto Show is taking place this weekend. This is interesting for unconventional reasons, Rich.
Yes, this is all about electric vehicles. Yeah. China is huge in the EV market. It wants to be the world leader. It's doing a pretty good job. This is a massive show. It happens every 2 years. Now, it's not all about Chinese models. There will be the usual international brands there, BMW, Mercedes, Audi. I know you've got one of each of those in your garage at home, Emil.
Of course, public broadcasting. And,
organizers say more than 100 new models will be debuted. So, petrol heads, keep your eyes peeled. Although it is much more, as I mentioned, less about the petrol heads, more about the lithium heads amongst your listeners, because EV really is what we're looking at. There are going to be 40-odd concept cars featured. BYD, Build Your Dreams, is launching a new electric pickup, for example. That will be really interesting to watch for. And one brand, noticeable by its absence, Tesla. Now, we're not sure why Tesla isn't there. Have they decided not to tread on Chinese toes, or has China said, we don't want you here overshadowing our Chinese brands? We're not sure. But with the Chinese economy going up and up, one of the pillars of that economy, according to Xi Jinping, is electric cars. Partly that's because with the Chinese manufacturing process, it can be end-to-end done in China. You know, you build cars in Europe, you have to buy the components in from elsewhere. China can do much of that at home. It's also heavily subsidized the EV industry as well. Chinese EVs already make up 60% of worldwide sales. So the Beijing Auto Show, certainly one to watch.
Rich Preston, who I would urge to go right now and trademark the phrase lithium heads, as that could be in common parlance. Thanks very much for your time this evening.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Rich Preston from the BBC, who is just a dream.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.